Then I was gonna do Lisa Loeb, but then I realized that like that
How the
type of
fuck?
music sucks.
How the fuck do you go from Pearl Jam to how do you go from fucking Pearl Jam to Lisa Loeb? Like
Dude, I mean,
what?
chronologically, it's
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
pretty yeah, exactly. Thank you.
yeah.
Jump down my throat, Pete.
I'm just saying. I'm like, what the fuck?
You sound like a hater, like a real
Yeah,
hater.
Pete is definitely his deep-seated hatred for Lisa Loeb is gonna turn into a therapy session now.
Yeah.
I gotta Google her to make sure I actually do hate her. Hold on.
Did your mom wear glasses or something?
She 100% did.
Did she wear glasses just to hit you? That would
Ooh.
create the trauma
This is
response.
brutal. I don't pay attention to the distance that you're running from anyone anywhere. Yeah, he gets real hyped up.
This is Petey Page.
I am Mike.
J-Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
Brutal, dude.
Yeah, we have a special guest today. Please introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Neil Rubenstein. I'm a brutes dude.
You are officially now, because that's because you're joining the club.
Sweet.
And
And what was the last one?
sorry, it's so the last name is Pijanowski. I go by Petey Pidge.
Petey Pidge.
Yes, sir.
All
I feel
right.
like you guys have probably had similar experiences with long last names. Mike has a long vowel filled last name too.
Yeah, my whole name, there's like 35 I's in my name. And you throw the middle name in there. So people just give up. They're just like, hey, it's Mike. What's up?
My name is fucking, it's just a Mick. So they're just like, oh, hey there, you fucking Mick. It's fucking Jimmy. Let's fuck around a little bit over there. I don't get any of that residual Eastern European love like you guys do. Is it Eastern European? I don't know.
That'll be the name of my memoir. Yeah, my memoir is going to be Residual Eastern European Love by Pete Pijanowski.
Memoir, sex tape, it works either way.
Yeah. Ooh, combo pack.
Yeah, right. It's like you'll get a Funko of you, like in Cocaine Bear, when you buy Cocaine Bear and you get the bear eating the hand. It'll be Pete like ripping somebody in half, but like as a Funko.
Ripping my shirt in half. That's what's going to...
Yeah, so all right, that's a good entrance entryway into the discussion that we were having. So
are we talking about Cocaine Bear?
I mean, we were talking about
Cocaine Bear, name of my memoir.
Nice.
Or sex tape again, if you
I was keeping it PG-13 for the kids.
That's all right. Didn't Bert, what's did the machine, didn't that get that got toned down for the movie, right?
Did it? Oh, no. I didn't watch it.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. So, I haven't seen it either. Sorry, Bert Kreischer. We didn't see any of your shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, sorry, Roberta.
Sorry, Roberta. Sorry. That was good.
One of the things I read was that you were on Flight of the Conchords?
I mean, yeah. You know? I got paid once to be there, and you know, look, all that stuff, you know, it just confuses people. I feel
yeah.
Like, yeah, I was on it, but you didn't see it. And if they go, "Hey, Neil from Flight of the Conchords," well, that's gonna be real confusing for a lot of people. Most importantly, the guys in Flight of the Conchords; those guys are gonna be real confused. They're gonna be like, who? So
he was here.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from New York.
What part of New York?
Long Island.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say I can hear New York in your voice very much.
Yeah.
It's because Petey sounds like your brother.
I don't know why, because that's the other side of the state, and
I know
definitely sound very
just,
different.
Pete's from Buffalo originally, Neil, and it just I don't know why it just. I was catching a Pat vibe you're talking.
We're in Ithaca right now. We went to Cooperstown today for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes.
My buddies and I. Yeah.
I fucking love Cooperstown. Did you go into did you do
fun.
Any of the shops?
Yeah.
The shops are cool. I love the baseball card shops where you can like search by player.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't really get into it because I had ice cream and.
All right, now we're back on something I love. I don't know anything about baseball, but I know ice cream.
I love baseball. Yeah, that's like a big, it's a big one.
Yeah, we were. Do you do minor leagues too, or do you just do the?
I'll do. Yeah, if you could get Roaches to play it, I'd watch that.
Oh, dude, that's awesome!
That's our next Brutal Dudes adventure. It's got to be fucking Roach baseball.
Roach baseball. I like that. We could do that. I don't want it to get weird though, like John Hammond in Jurassic Park, where we spare no expense and then the roaches take over like the fucking island, start eating Jeff Goldblum and shit. Although, you know what? I take it back. Let's let the roaches eat Jeff Goldblum. I think that might actually be pretty funny.
Like a cigarette filter would be a good bat for a roach. Like that's your cigarette butt. Yeah, yeah, like the just the filter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I feel like
that. I like it.
Yeah. All right, get it done. Get it done, kids.
We got it.
You have a new assignment.
I'm taking notes.
Nice. That's cool. Yeah, I just because I really loved. I watched Flight of the Conchords, and I was like,
all right. So you know the music video where they're like it's a rap song about having feelings.
Hurt feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm in that. And also I wrote one of the jokes for it, but that's that's it. That's my whole involvement.
That's so awesome. That's still awesome.
I mean, yes. Cool. Thank you. But also let's not tell anybody I did it.
So me and Pete were in Creed, the movie.
Creed.
Yeah.
The movie.
We were extras in Creed.
Oh, I don't know why, but for a second I was like, they made a movie about Creed?
Yo, I was totally there. I was there with you.
Yeah, I was like, when the fuck did the Creed biopic come out?
It's like, oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, right. This is a Scott Stapp version where the government is chasing him across the country like Jason Bourne, and he just has to get really wasted and post YouTube videos or TikTok videos to let people know that he's being chased.
It's Scott Stapp literally hunting Jesus in the woods with a 38 caliber rifle.
Feeling! Looking for Jesus!
I actually have a fun connection to Scott Stapp. No, he's a piece of shit. I was on a show called Casino Cinema for a while on Spike TV, and Scott Stapp was a guest, and he was a real D-bag, and he was like sexually harassing the host and it's all on film. And every now and again on the internet, on YouTube, a thing called Behind the Douchebag will pop up. And it's like someone cut together like a fake behind the music of that episode of a Casino Cinema to be like Scott Stapp, the world's biggest douchebag.
Oh my God.
And then there's also another video on YouTube where it's like the top 10 biggest celebrity collapses on camera or whatever.
I love it.
And he's in there and you can see me in there.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
I'm proudest of that.
You're prouder of that than Spider Concords.
Helping bring Creed down.
I heard he was just a royal douchebag.
He's the worst. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like totally fake into God for that whole time that he was.
Yeah, he was like really sex. So it was like the host was Beth Stern at the time, Beth O. And he was like, was Howard Stern God that I ain't got? And like off camera, like Steve Schirripa, the other co-host, was like, I don't know, like $9 billion deal. It's serious. Like
an army of fans that would fight countries to fucking defend him. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Two things that I would be the most prominent of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The genius to fucking have multiple creative things be successful and not some fake fucking Catholic band. Like, sorry, Scott. You're out of your league here.
I'm not sorry, Scott.
With arms wide open. Though I will say this about Creed. I don't know if it has to do with, I don't know how much of the songwriting he did, But those songs, even when you listen to them to this day, they can still get me like super hyped to like
go pray. Out.
Yeah, Pray by Creed. That was on Scream 2 soundtrack. I literally like want to go out and get like, did that like
get saved?
Like, yeah, no, like punch brick walls and shit.
Get christened?
Forgot. Headbutt things for Jesus. That's
put holes in drywall for Jesus.
I don't know, man. Some of his songs are just
he's really, a fucking douchebag.
I'm sure he is. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that was like the people in the band making those songs better. And he just sang them with that weird microphone that was like from the 50s that he thought was like made him cool in those videos. But I don't know.
Scott Stapp was like a big thing back then.
Yeah, I feel like there was a whole like there was a bunch of bands that tried that
Everyone was doing it.
I didn't know you had a tattoo of it on your forehead.
See? That was my first endorsement deal right out of high school. With those microphones.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you tattooed it on your arm?
Yep.
Nice. I love it. Other than your TV appearances, you do stand up comedy.
Yeah. I would say exclusively a stand up comedian.
How long has that been? Is that recent, or have you been doing that for a really long time?
I will say I've been exclusively a stand-up comedian for like 6 years-ish.
Okay.
I quit my job in 2017, and I've been broke ever since. So really, really knocking them all down out here. Yeah, quit my job. Things were good for a while. Pandemic came and, you know, washed it all away. And then, slowly trying to rebuild, but the landscape has changed pretty tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And, what used to be like soft ticket comedy clubs are now, headliner based. And I've never really been like an Instagram darling. So like, I have to build my following hand to hand, and it takes a while. So
do you tour with anyone currently? Like, do you have a group of comedians? Cause another comedian we had on named Andy Fiore, I don't know if you know him.
I don't think it sounds familiar, no.
But he has comedians that he like travels with that are his buddies. I didn't know
if I try to go out with like bigger headliners, and I do quite a bit, and then I tour with some bands occasionally. I like doing that. That's kind of more fun for me, is like going out with bands, because it's a unique experience for the fans, and it's a unique experience for comedians, and like it's just more fun to like, I don't know. It's just more fun to do like standing room venues than like, you know, but not that I don't, I also want to do comedy for comedy fans, obviously, but I do enjoy going out with bands quite a bit.
Was Bear Mace, did you do anything for Bear Mace?
I wish, man. That is one of my favorite metal bands.
You saw the shirt when we were looking at your stand up, and I was like, is that band called Bear Mace?
Yeah.
Great name for a band. So me and Mike looked it up. They're not bad. We were digging it.
Yeah, they're a death metal band from Pennsylvania. I just wrote the dude once. Like, they had a record come out right before pandemic, or maybe during pandemic. And it helped me through. And I wrote him. I was like, hey, man, you guys don't have any shirts of my size. I'd love, if you're making shirts. And then, he sent me a shirt. I was like, oh, sick. And so I figured the least I could do is like try and go viral in it. So
nice. Yeah, that's awesome. That's our biggest, that's our problem. Cause we're all, obviously you can't see because we all don't have video, but we're all bigger dudes. So it's like getting shirts. Like people are like, oh yeah, we'll send you merch. And I'm like, yeah, none of us are going to fit into your.
Guy. Yeah. My buddy.
Send us some stickers.
Yeah, exactly. My buddy Rob from the band Cognitive, they're like a techie death metal band from Jersey.
Okay.
He came out to see me once and he brought like a care package. And I was like, you know, this is a waste, right? Because, like, there's no way I'm going to fit in anything. He's like, no, I brought double X. I'm like, yeah, double that, dude.
I do those shirts together, they'll fit me.
Yeah.
That's the bane of my existence, going to concerts. And you'd think too, like bands like the Deftones are like Every Time I Die, or like, you know what I mean? Like that's the predominant people that listen are like bigger dudes. And it's like, you only go up to 2X. Like what fucking, like somebody finally told Chino that he shouldn't wear those tight pants on stage, cause he was wearing like fucking skinny jeans for a while. I'm like, dude, no, like no. And somebody let him know, but it's like, now answer your fans and let me wear your Deftones Def Leppard looking shirt as my size. Cause it's, I wear it like a belly shirt. I look like a fat I Dream a Genie.
That's the plight.
I mean, it is summertime. It is midriff season, folks. So like, thanks,
Pete.
Let them loose.
What other bands have you toured with? A bunch of bands or just a couple?
I opened for Take My Sunday. I've opened for Bayside. I'm opening for them soon.
Oh, Bayside's rad.
I like Take My Sunday. They're from close to here.
Well, they're from, where are you?
We're in Levittown, PA. Well, I'm Levittown, PA.
Near Philly. Oh.
Yeah, no, Take My Sunday's from, well, I mean, closer to Levittown, Long Island, but, Fred's there. Fred is in, like, Levittown, PA or something, so maybe. Motion City Soundtrack I did, like, 3 months with, and,
nice.
I like doing that. I did Adjacent Fest, this big festival in Jersey, so I did, like, lots of stuff with bands. It's fun.
I heard about Adjacent Fest. I think CJ was telling me about it one time. My buddy CJ.
Good things or bad?
I heard good things, actually.
Yeah, it was fucking dope, dude. It was like, it was very impressive, I will say. Like, the way they pulled it together. My buddy Christian, it was like his brainchild. And I think he fucking crushed it. Like,
nice.
The organization of it, the people that were there, all of the above, like...
Oh, yeah. Outrageous. Like, I mean, they built fucking... they built a festival on a beach. Like, it was, like, waves crashing. Like, whoa. It was just so sick. It was so sick. Like, the photos are outrageous. Like, if you guys, like, post anything like that, grab photos from Becky from the festival. Like, it looks sick.
Also, or do you started a podcast?
I mean, everyone starts podcasts. I heard you guys started a podcast.
True, that's true.
What? When?
I'm just kidding. I heard your mom does your Instagram.
All true.
By the way, how is she? I haven't seen her in a few days. Okay. There you go.
Nice.
I'm crushing it here in the car.
Listen, we got to get them all in. We never know when you're going to cut in or out because it's Sasquatch.
I'm going to cut out. That's for sure.
The drive by your mom joke is a skill, sir, and you have mastered that.
Yeah.
What's it called? Is it Sasquatch in New York?
Or is what it is big- it called, man? We have Sasquatch. Sasquatch is West Coast, so we're just Bigfoot.
Okay, right.
Are we the Yeti?
No, Yeti, I think, is Tibetan. That's the abominable snowman is Yeti.
Oh, is Yeti?
I feel like...
Oh, so you ever, smell the inside of a Yeti cooler?
Oof. Oh.
They don't smell good.
Like brand new or like used?
It's brand new.
And the brand new smell is gross? I wonder if that's because it's made out of real Yeti.
Oh, I thought it smelled better on the outside.
Mine just smells like dead hooker parts.
Well, that's because you put them in there.
Yeah, right.
It's true. There's a direct cause and effect there.
Oh man,
why does it smell like shit?
It's the new Yeti toilet.
That's where I took my dumps when I was locked in room. Like, you know that the movie where they lock the girl and her kid in room. And then they escape. They're coming up with dumb ideas for movies. Like, I could make a movie today just on some of the shit we were talking about, and it would probably be a hit, like an indie hit.
Is that the one that James Franco made a movie about the movie?
No, that's, what is that called?
The Room.
The Room. No, Room is, there's, it's,
So there's room and the room.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like they're not even creative anymore. They're just like they're watching people like feeding pigeons on a bench, and they're like, "I got it, brilliant movie."
It's like Fast and the Furious and the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, right. They're two separate entities. One has The Rock, and one has what's a third tier, Ted DiBiase Jr. So that's like, is it, you know, one step down from The Rock? That's the Marine that did that, right? They started with John Cena, and then the next was like Randy Orton, and then the next was like Ted DiBiase Jr., and then the next one is going to be like The Miz, and then the next one after that's going to be like Urkel and fucking Fred Savage, and they're going to be fucking getting revenge from all the people that shit on them since they were in a innocent teen.
I'd watch that movie.
I'd 100% watch that fucking movie.
Yeah,
Savage Urkel. What would it be about?
Just what you said. You just laid the plot out.
That was it.
Yeah. I don't know.
It would be like This Is the End, but with Corey. Fred.
Close. I know what you meant. One of those brothers that's got curly hair. I know what you meant.
God damn it.
I did think it would be really cool if they did a movie of I think Mike, me and you were talking about this. I don't know if it was me and you. But like if they took all the villains from Saturday Night Live movies.
Oh yeah.
And they made like a villain movie, like an ensemble villain movie, like with Shooter McGavin and like the guy from Billy Madison. And I'm trying to think of ones that aren't Adam Sandler that had bad guys in them.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, right. But anything with that, like it would be like Mugatu from fucking Zoolander. Like they all
Dr. Evil.
Like a super villain team up of lame comedy actors.
Yeah, fucking Dr. Evil, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Mike Myers ones could be good. The Axe Murderer wife from So I Married an Axe Murderer, right?
Yeah.
Fat Bastard could be in it. Oh, there it is. That's the winner.
I would venture a guess that Mike Myers has pitched this movie.
I'm sure he has. He's I bet he would be too. People say he's a dick in real life too, but I don't believe that. I refuse to believe that. That guy's too funny.
I don't have anecdotal evidence of that. So
yeah, I've heard that he could be like an asshole on set, but I'm like, the dude is a goddamn genius. Like, why would you not? Like I don't understand, because people say the same thing about Chris Berman, the ESPN guy, and I'm like. It doesn't. Maybe.
Wait, they say he's a comedic genius.
No, they know. They say the Chris Berman story, starring Urkel and Fred Savage. It's like that movie Air, where they did the Nike movies. I'm telling you, but like again, there it is. They did the Nike, the Air Jordans, the story of the Air Jordan. Like, dude, do the story of the Power Glove for Nintendo. There you go. There's a movie.
This guy's just like jerking off one day.
Wish I had.
Well, didn't they do the story of Tetris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played what's his face? Elton John in the Elton John biopic. I can't remember his name.
Oh, Taron Egerton.
Yeah, Taron Egerton. That's it. Yep, that guy.
Wait, how the hell did I pull that one out? I never get those right.
Killing it, Neil.
I still don't even know who that guy is.
He played Elton John in Rocket Man.
And he was in the Tetris movie, I hear.
And I think he's in a movie with Urkel.
Fred Savage is in it.
I don't know why Urkel hasn't been cast in more stuff. He was a really good
actor. I heard he's a dick.
Really? He's a dick?
That's what I heard. I heard him, Mike Myers, Chris Berman.
Oh, okay. I was like, man, I didn't hear anything about Urkel being a dick.
Fred Savage plays all of them in a new movie that's coming.
Trying to be Mike Myers, might be a different character.
Jaleel Moon Fry?
Yeah, that's who's that? Punky Brewster, right?
No, Jaleel?
Oh, Jaleel White. Jaleel White. Jaleel Moon Fry is Punky Brewster. I think she is, right? You just married one of the Zappas. I think she married one of the Zappa kids. So did Lisa Loeb. Like, I brought that back.
Yeah, played by buddy. Fred Savage.
Full fucking circle.
Lisa Loeb, the Lisa Loeb story starring Fred Savage.
He just puts glasses on, not even like a wig.
Fucking stupid.
I feel like I'm listening to a podcast. You guys are nailing it.
Thanks, bro.
My as long buddy, as it sounds the part.
My yeah, buddy right? Tom is in the car with me, and he just said that Jaleel White is a nice guy. It's Stefan Urkel is the dick.
Right. Right. The dick. I love it.
Makes sense. Dude, makes sense.
That was everybody talks about how like multiverse is like that's a thing now. Sitcoms have been doing that since the 70s. Do you remember when fucking Laverne and Shirley jumped on Happy Days? Like it was no big thing. They just showed up.
They were so that all took place in the same I believe Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff. And then the weird one was Mork and Mindy. Because that was written as a separate pilot, but they wanted the clout from how well Happy Days did. So they just had Mork appear on an episode.
Yep.
And so technically it's a spinoff, but it was never intended to be a spinoff.
Yeah. That's so weird. Did you ever see the episode?
No. So wild. So in Happy Days, aliens exist.
Mork from Ork, not just aliens. Mork from Ork exists.
Yeah.
Because in Dukes of Hazzard, there's aliens too. Because the last season, they meet little cousin, who's a bulbous headed one of the real like an actual alien. Like looks like a little kid drew an alien. That's what he looks like, and they save him. The alien does not drive the car, but he rides in the car, and he makes weird.
Really?
Oh yeah.
This is why jumping the shark became a term.
This is
jumping the shark became a term because of Happy Days.
That's right. True. And then like everyone else. Fucking had to jump the shark because Happy Days jumped the shark.
the episode it's Dukes of Hazzard after Coy and Vance leave. Coy and Vance, what terrible names for fucking Southern moonshine runners, but whatever. They but after
Bo and Luke both leave,
so
and they kept doing the show.
I loved it. This is like one of my favorite shows of all time. So
it's just the car.
It's like
it turns into Knight Rider.
Herbie the Love Bug, but like
yes,
it's like, an anaphylactic. Anthropomorphic.
Oh, that's the one.
The flag just walks around. Inheritance, not hate. You're like, okay. Hey, whatever you say, General Lee. What side of the war were you on, dude?
South Rav again.
The car's just limping around, beeping at people. It's like, oh, this fucking guy. God damn it. It's like blocking the public library. It's like, what the fuck?
In season four, Bo and Luke left the show. So for season five, for the first half of season five, they had two other cousins who look suspiciously like Bo and Luke. They're not the actual actors. Their names were Coy and Vance Duke. But they get into the same troubles with the law that the other two Dukes were. And then it was so... This is one of the reasons why I love the Dukes of Hazzard as a legacy show. It was so bad, and it went so bad that the creators were just like, we made a mistake. We're bringing Bo and Luke back. So midway through the season, there's literally an episode where the beginning of the show, Coy and Vance like see them and say, we took care of the General Lee for you. They shake their hands and they just get in another car and drive away.
No.
You never see them again. And they're never referenced the rest of the show. Wow. It's just Bo and Luke just take the General Lee back. And then the second that Coy and Vance are like out of camera, Roscoe comes up and starts chasing him through the woods again. And I'm like, that's amazing. Like, you literally were just like, you guys sucked ass. See you later. You're not our real cousins. I'm out. And then just jump in the car. And then like, I think it was like season six or season seven. They clearly ran out of ideas because you can only be chased through the woods by the same cop for so many times before, like, unless the guy is a complete idiot, artard, like Roscoe Coltrane absolutely was. There's only so many schemes that Boss Hogg can try and get past these people to make you think that they're smart, because the Dukes are supposed to be like super smart, street smart, you know, people. You can only fall for the same Boss Hogg schemes so many times before it's like, all right, he's doing the same thing, guys. Let's just do what we did last time to beat him. So they started bringing weird shit in. Like they had a couple of weird guest stars. I think there was a singer that Bo falls in love with, or Luke falls in love with, like a country singer. They had the Alien episode. They had, and there's another really weird one, but I can't remember what it was. But it was just like the whole season, you're just like, God damn, this is like off the rails now. Like and I almost
that,
wanted them
there
to
was that
like,
one. There was that one episode where they go to Central Perk, the coffee shop from Friends.
they drive the General Lee so fast through the woods that they jump into space and meet the Jetsons.
No, they go to Antarctica and fight Charlie's Theron with The Rock and whoever else was in that fucking movie.
Yeah,
Hermes and Ludacris.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they get picked up by a spaceship and then they're in space. And then Tyrese and Ludacris have to race them through space, like the last Fast and the Furious.
They talk about family. They crack some coronas. About,
that's how they reconnect. Yeah. Like Batman, Superman. It's like they find out that they both care about family, and then they're like, "This is all about family."
Yeah, and there's like a big embrace at the end, Tyrese, and like a dude in a Rebel flag shirt, and they're like, "We're not that different after all." And then,
This is like a missed opportunity for Fast and the Furious to bring the Dukes in. They're all still alive.
Yeah.
So, Bo, Luke, and Daisy, I'm going to meet them in a month. So, they're all still alive.
They should have done it from the like fucking get-go. Like, every sequel, they meet another like famous, like the Dukes of Hazzard, and then like fucking Kid.
David
and
Hasselhoff.
Then fucking Doc Brown and the DeLorean. And,
oh, Pete, you're going crazy. That's awesome.
No, every fucking like show or whatever that has like an iconic car or something, like they should have done it.
You've got to come back with me.
Knight Rider.
Back to the Fast and the Furious.
Yep.
I'm just waiting for them to get to Herbie.
Herbie the Love Bug. Yes.
They go to Australia and they got to connect with fucking Mel Gibson and his tricked out whatever from fucking Mad Max.
Fast
fucking.
What's up?
What about John Goodman as Fred Flintstone, like pedaling with his feet?
Yes!
They Fast and the Furious 11, they go to meet their arch nemesis and it's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's fucking Dick Van Dyke driving it.
They just CGI him in. That'll be fine.
Yeah, they did that with Paul Walker.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
He fights Paul Walker. That'll be the end of Paul Walker being in Fast and the Furious, is he has to sacrifice himself to take out Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Fucking Dom's like, where are they keeping him? And it's like, Dom, you'll never believe it. It's fucking bedrock. He's like, let's go. It's fucking.
We got that family.
Hear me out on this. They bring Paul Walker back in the ultimate crossover event with Terminator. Paul Walker is the cyborg that they have to fight.
Holy shit.
I love it.
But I think my favorite jumping the shark thing. I went on this, like, my idea to punish my nephews was to make them watch Murder, She Wrote, which was deeply confusing to them because we started from episode one and we got like 5 or 10 minutes into it. And they were like, so is she a cop? And I'm like, no. And they're like, does she have like superpowers? I'm like, no. And then the one's like, is she psychic? Like, no. And they're like, so she's just,
those are all different. Those are all different shows.
Yeah. They're like, she's just old. That's the show. She's just old. I was like, kind of. Yeah.
It's like Mr.
Yeah. But there's an episode where there's vampires.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like just in universe, like vampires are real. And then they never mention it again. Like it's just a one time thing, and they're just like, yeah, vampires are totally real, and that's
you
just
know
part
how
of the plot.
You know how fucked up society would be if we found out vampires were real. Like, there would be nothing open at night. No, like no one would be like, yeah, I'll work.
Oh yeah, late shift at Taco Bell. I'm in. I got it.
Yeah, I mean the shift differentials would go up significantly.
Yeah, dude, the prime time to work would be night. You'd be making $30 an hour.
Yeah, some people would be like, hazard pay, sign me up.
Yeah, right. Blade, you'd be Blade just out there with fucking boomerangs that come back to you that aren't shaped like boomerangs, killing all the vampires, eating fucking chalupa boxes.
That's the Blade movie we all deserve. When he just works at Taco Bell late at night. Taco Blade,
fuck out of here.
Sir, you don't have your churros. I'm here for your blood.
He's just chugging Baja Blasts.
And blood.
Vlad, you forgot your walking taco. Here are your Doritos. And he throws that fucking weird fucking... That thing always cracked me up. That's like Xena's fucking...
It's a glaive.
Her circular boomerang. That does. It's just a circle and it just comes back to her though.
That's a chakram.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Those are going to be ancient Greece to cause massive damage.
Yeah. I'm just going to nerd out, pull my glasses up on my face a little bit and be like, it's a chakram.
Actually, that does D20 damage.
100%. I think Neil got me. He pinned me as the D&D player of the group.
Roll 2 6-sided die to see if it hits.
What would Xena fit in as a good crossover? Now that we're talking about crossover. Do you remember when they did the crossover with Urkel?
On Xena?
On Xena?
What the fuck? That would have been
great. Can I do that, Xena? Steve, shut up, Steve!
I've never seen Xena, so I don't get that reference.
Oh, okay.
But it made it better.
I made myself suffer through Hercules' legendary journeys all the way through, which is awesome. I don't care what anyone says. That show is great. And then I watched all of Xena because I just wanted to see the Hercules cameos, of which there's like 7. But the Xena show itself is just, man. It's like they were like, let's make a less good version of Hercules with a hot lady.
And done. Steve Urkel?
Done. I wish Urkel was in it. No, Urkel did a crossover with Step by Step.
Oh, that makes sense.
He did. Yeah. It was like he did a...
the guy from Kickboxer 2.
Yes, that's... But that was... So what happened was Urkel made a flying... Like his own mini plane. Helicopter thing. And he... In that little car that he used to drive.
Mm.
That is now like a real car. But he made a helicopter and it... He lost control of it and it landed on the roof of the Step by Step house. So for an episode, so for TGI Friday, there was an episode of Urkel where they did Urkel stuff and then he flew to Step by Step. And then the second episode is Urkel and Step by Step with the nerd kid. Remember with the glasses, the little kid? And he teaches him how to dance at the school dance. But it's Urkel dancing. It's the fucking most wacky thing I've ever seen in my life because this is like probably like the worst white suburb Urkel could have landed in. And they embrace him like a brother. And I'm like, that would never happen in this Step by Step. You have a cool cousin that knows kickboxing named Cody living in a van in your front of your house. You think that that's the neighborhood that's going to accept Urkel? I've been to that neighborhood in Trenton. See, it's not going to accept Urkel.
See, you imagine this super dark racist crossover episode on a very special TGI Friday.
Jesus.
Dude, it was, I remember that.
Urkel fights like, the Klan.
Yeah, right. But I remember, I was like, damn, Urkel's crossing over? Because they did another crossover with the show Urkel.
Yeah, they did Family Matters. They did Family Matters Goes to Charlottesville.
Nice.
The Dukes were there.
That's right. That's the crossover. How great of a crossover would that be?
Woo!
That'd be amazing.
Boss Hogg and fucking Carl Winslow.
Yeah, but in an interesting twist, the Dukes were on the right side, like on the good side. So the chant was, Dukes will not replace us.
Well, they did have that one black guy friend in the Dukes that was the traveling dentist. So, I mean, they could get away with it. Yeah, they had a, it's a mobile dentist. He had a trailer home that he drove around the South. And when you needed dental stuff, you would drive up to him, which doesn't really make much sense because there are brakes on both vehicles. You don't need to do it while the car is running. But they would just jump.
No, they would do it while driving.
Oh yeah, dude, it was insane. It was insane. First time I ever saw the episode was like, why don't they just stop both cars? A dentistry has to be tough while you're in a moving vehicle. I can't read while I'm driving, like while I'm in a car with someone without wanting to throw up. And this guy's doing dental fucking surgery.
I just honestly, I wish that those classic sitcoms that we grew up on were still around.
Yeah.
When January 6th happened. To see though how they work that into there, yeah,
like you get like a weird theme song, like shishu, put a little piano in there, and then it's like fucking people storming the Capitol. The guy with the fucking grand poobah helmet runs the fucking
Capitol. I imagine they would do an episode where like Urkel was taking a tour that day at the Capitol. Yeah,
and he has to run into the door.
It's like Avengers Endgame, but like fucking 90 sitcoms. It's like Step by Step, Boy Meets World, Urkel, fucking Full House.
They're fighting the Jamiroquai guy.
Uncle Jesse has to save him by like riding the ledge on the side of that building with the motorcycle.
And end, after everybody is saved, the Beach Boys come out and do a song with Uncle Jesse.
Jesse and the Rippers.
Jesse and the Rippers do a song.
Oh wow.
It's God Bless the USA.
Missed opportunities. Yeah, right. Or it's like fucking the Dukes of Hazzard theme song. And then all of a sudden the Dukes jump over the back and yeah, and then the show ends. The end game ends. Oh, how great would Endgame have been if it, instead of Marvel superheroes, it was those characters from like 70s sitcoms.
Fonzie, I mean, listen,
Robert Downey Jr.
Listen. Deep fakes are getting so good. You could have it. You could talk to somebody and you could have them fucking
done.
Do it.
We need to get this done. This needs to happen.
Well,
yes, yeah,
see if we can get.
See if your sister knows somebody.
Right.
Yeah. You guys can't figure out Twitter. You're like, oh, we can do a deep fake.
Deep fake. Yeah, fuck it. That's easier. You should hire somebody for that.
We'll jump on Fiverr real quick and find somebody. Yeah.
We'll just raise the funds. Speaking of raising the funds.
I just picture you guys looking at hey Siri, I need to deep fake the Dukes in Endgame.
Oh my god. Could you imagine, seriously though, could you imagine like how that would turn out? Like
and she's like, here's some articles you might like to, and like, I don't want to fucking read anything, Siri, just do it for me.
Do it for me.
Make it happen.
Come on, you bitch. I've seen you do it for me.
I thought AI was taking over. You're fucking dumb as shit.
Speaking of raising money for stuff.
Oh.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Like I did that.
That was a good transition. It was very smooth.
I'm very good at transitioning. Let's leave that joke for another time.
Yeah.
So Neil, you have a, is it a GoFundMe for your?
Yeah, I did a GoFundMe for my special, to raise the necessary funds to do a nice job, and I think we did. It's being edited currently.
Oh, cool!
We're probably like a week or two out from a release. It'll be out on YouTube. It'll be out on my YouTube. It's Neil Rubenstein is my YouTube handle. And yeah, I'm excited. And I'm excited for people to see it and see what we've been working on, you know?
And what's the name of the special?
Have Some Dignity.
Are you telling me or is that the name of the special?
Both. Both, bro. Both.